you've been here in the States, have you kind of noticed any difference between how kids are trained here in the States versus kind of what you went through in the UK when you were maybe not have a lot of exposure to juniors here, but have you noticed like differences or things that you would have changed?
I think the attitude here is very positive. I'm not quite sure, of course, but it's very sort of different. I wouldn't know how to put it. When I was sort of growing up, I had a lot of pressure put on me to sort of... I was taken out of school. Whereas I notice here, some of the girls I met who are still in high school, they still go to school, and they have a good setup around that. So that's really good to manage to still go to school and play tennis. I had to choose one or the other. And then it was because I was training full-time, wasn't really studying that much, even though I was meant to be in academy. But then I had to go back to school in order to catch up because I was so far behind. And then at the end, I thought, why not come and play college tennis? Because you get the best of both worlds.
Did you kind of notice there was pressure with everyone was under pressure, the coaches, the officials? Did everyone kind of, that kind of hurt British tennis, you think, because there was so much pressure?
I think because since we've never had someone, since Andy Murray, I just think they've been trying so hard to try and get someone, but maybe they've made a few mistakes. I'm not going to judge anything, but I think now they finally found the formula, and I think they should stick to it, even though it took them a long time. But I think they found the formula, and they should just keep going. They've got some good players now who can do really well.
Do you think because of Andy's success and maybe some of the girls coming up that's kind of...
Definitely.
They're out there, that relaxed them a little bit, and then that'll be positive? That will help them, you think?
Yeah,
grow
I think
some more
so.
Players?
Yeah, definitely. Because that's what we need. We have a lot of talent, that's the thing. But it's just keeping that talent to get it to the next level. So, no, I'm looking forward to see who else is going to come up.
Even though you haven't played a college match yet, for someone in Britain, would you recommend kind of, if they're kind of thinking about going to American college, has it been positive so far for you?
I would. Everyone I've spoken to said, you have to go. It's fantastic. It's a good experience. You have to live with experiences.
And what do you like doing in your free time here? Do you read? Do you go to movies? Do you not hang out with Bronco,
hopefully? I like to watch movies and chill. I like to be around... The good thing is about the tennis teams is we're very close together, mm-hmm. and we always hang out with each other. So what we've noticed about other teams, they don't really hang out with each other. With us, we're always together and we have a good time. So it's just nice having good company, I suppose.
Is that different from when you were growing up in juniors? Did you guys the other juniors kind of hang out as a team, or is it all mainly you were on your own? You were an individual pretty much.
It was very intense. And that's not really how I like to operate. I like to be relaxed. And so it was a bit difficult. So that's why I like it so much. I have a team. And that's the main thing.